All right, here we are on a Monday morning, smack dab in the middle of winter. And I feel like here in Michigan, we have a kind of a complicated relationship with winter. I don't hear too many people say, I really hate summertime in Michigan, or man, these Michigan autumns are just terrible. But boy, people really do like to complain about wintertime. Let's look at it a different way. Let's look at the fun things, the really unique things that there are to do here in the state of Michigan. That's what our friends at Awesome Mitten have done. They have put together the ultimate Michigan winter bucket list. We thought for this Made in Michigan Monday, it would be good to talk about that. And so online with us right now from the Awesome Mitten is Leah Hefter. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
I appreciate you joining us. What was the impetus to come up with the winter bucket list?
Well, so you remember we did the summer bucket list over the summer,
I do.
We were just like, you know, we thought the same thing as you. People love Michigan in the summer, but there are so many great things about Michigan in every single season. So we set out to create a winter bucket list. And we're like, okay, we're going to highlight the best that there is to do across the state with a little bit of a different goal. Our goal this winter is to say we do have a complicated relationship with with Michigan winter. Some of us are inclined to hunker down and hibernate. Some of us are inclined to get out and do as much adrenaline-seeking activities as possible. And all we're trying to put together a list of something is to try something new this winter. We have indoor activities. We have outdoor activities. We have activities in maybe surprise places in Michigan. Like you think of ice climbing, you think of the UP, but there's actually a really cool place to go ice climbing in the Flint area, and just some surprise things like that. So we put that together because we want the relationship with winter to be a little less complicated and for people to fall more in love with Michigan, even when it's a little chilly outside.
I think it's a great idea. You say ice climbing. Talk a little bit more about that. That's intriguing.
Yeah, so outside of Flint and Fenton, there is an ice climbing, it's not a building, it's an ice climb. They put it on a wooden structure, and they keep adding ice to it, and then you can ice climb. There's different ways. Beginners, people who do it competitively can climb on it. It's super cool, and for you, it's like right in your backyard, really. You could go try that. Like, the last time I talked to you in the summer, you had done a bucket list item in the morning before we got on the show. So this morning when you get done, you could go ice climbing today
If I wanted to, I absolutely could do that. What are some of the unique things?
Exactly.
I mean, we all know about ice skating and skiing and stuff like that. What are some other interesting, less common things?
Well, I think it depends what kind of winter person you are. Like if you are inclined to say, I'm going to go out and try something new this winter, we have fat tire biking. Lots of different trails throughout the state offer really cool fat tire biking. If you're an adrenaline seeker, we have snowshoeing, lots of places where you can go and try that out. Just really great winter hikes. But if you're more like a cozy in and try something indoors, we're recommending like, hey, you know, lots of places have put up really cool igloos for restaurants. Go to a brewery or a restaurant that has that igloo kind of feel. Go try out a new museum. Maybe there's one close to you that you haven't tried yet, or maybe there's one like a couple hours away that you've been wanting to try. And just kind of depends what your comfort level is with winter. My husband and I, we went and we did a couple of the downtown experiences in the middle of a snowstorm, and we loved it. We walked everywhere. We were like, this is what it feels like to be downtown winter. But my parents would be much more inclined to say, you know what, where is it warm? That's where I'm going to go. And trying some of those indoor activities. And that's great because we have all sorts of different options on the My Awesome list for winter.
Well, you know, that's a great point because, that is a great summertime activity around here is visiting, all your favorite little Michigan communities and wandering around their downtowns. But how many of us have been there in the wintertime? What a great idea to go to some of those places that you frequent in the summer, see what they're all about in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's like walking in a snow globe. It is straight magical. And, I mean, you're not going to get wet. You might get a little cold, so bring good gloves. But, like, it was so magical. I felt like we were walking in a Hallmark movie just downtown as we strolled and the snow just gently fell. It was wonderful.
We're talking with Leah Hefner from Michigan Awesome, and their Michigan Awesome winter bucket list is out. Where can people find the list, by the way?
So you can find the list on awesomemitten.com, and that's we call it My Awesome List. So it's my, like Michigan, awesome list. And we have a winter category. And you can find the whole list on there.
I was just looking at number seven, the Eben Ice sure. Caves. I was not aware of this. What are the ice caves?
So that's up in the UP near Marquette. It's a naturally occurring phenomenon. These, just like in a regular cave, you go visit, like, where the stalactites and the stalagmites form because of how mineralized water drips in the cave. This same phenomenon happens with ice because the water drips so slowly and it's so cold that it forms stalagmites and stalactites of ice to form an ice cave. As a matter of fact, one of our writers was just there and experienced it, and we have a great article going up on what it's like, how to get there. It can be a little tricky to find, actually, if you're not from the area. So super detailed on how to get there, what it's going to be like, what you should expect. And then his recommendation is to make sure you have ice cleats, which you can actually rent in the parking lot so that you don't slip and fall on your butt, which is what I would do if I tried to go to the ice cave.
What a neat list of things to do. What a great bunch of experiences. If you could pick one thing on the list to do today, if you had the whole day free and you can go do one of these things, what would you pick?
If I could pick anything to do, and I can't pick this thing because I happen to be pregnant this winter, I would pick to go on the luge in either Muskegon, or there's one in the UP as well. I would pick to go on the luge and try that out. That sounds really, really cool. Maybe it sounds cooler to, like, my 20-year-old self. Like, my 35-year-old self is like, that actually, as I'm saying it out loud, that actually sounds, like, really fast and, like, you might throw up. But it sounds really cool, and I think it would be so cool to do something with the Olympics coming up that would make me feel like I was an Olympian, too.
Well,
like,
you know,
I can't do the cool figure skating spins, but I could get on a sled.
I was just thinking that, you know, with the Olympics coming up, you're going to see all these sports, some of which, you know, we kind of forget about or you don't really pay much attention to in non-Olympic years. I think you can do all those sports in various different parts of Michigan.
Yeah, that was one thing that we wanted to make sure that we highlighted. There's a lot of winter athletes that train in Michigan. There's curling. There is, like I said, there's the luge. There's ice skating. There's skiing. You can get a feel for a lot of different Olympic sports right here in Michigan. So, like, if you get excited about the Olympics, and, like, my kids are already amped up. We've been watching, like, Cool Runnings and Miracle and stuff like that, getting ready for the Olympics. There are all sorts of really cool things that you can go and try throughout Michigan that the Olympic athletes are using them for training, or they're doing something really similar, maybe in a different place. So, yeah, trying out all of those. And I can tell you, another one that we're really excited about on the list is that we found in Detroit, we found, like, a traditional sauna house for, like, if you're, you know, Finnish or Scandinavian and you kind of, you know, that sauna feeling hot, cold. There's one of those in Detroit. And so going and getting a schwitz done at the Banya is really cool.
That's a unique experience, no doubt about it, not too far away either. So, yes, it doesn't have to be standing out in the cold. You don't have to be, climbing on ice, although you can, but you can do something warm and cozy
as well. You can get very sweaty if you want.
You can indeed. What a great list. Thanks so much for sharing this with us, Leah. We appreciate it. And one more time, where can people go to find a list?
Yeah, you can find it at awesomemitten.com, and then we call it #myawesomelist. So that's my, like, Michigan awesome list, and you can find that on any social media or on our website.
Okay, very good. We'll look for it there. Leah, thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, yeah, bye-bye.